Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have City Finance Director Jay Sweeney and Rob Allen, who's the chair of the Citizens Task Force on City Services, Revenues, and Fees. They're both here to talk about the task force. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Well, let's see. So this is called the Citizens Task Force on City Services, Revenues, and Fees. Could you tell us about when this body was convened and what its mission is? Rob.
Sure. This was a task force put together by the City Assembly, and it started, I think, last spring when they were struggling with the city budget and directions to go. I got into a big discussion about sales tax and the senior citizens exemption, and led into a whole big conversation about our tax structure and how we were going to fund local government. So they decided to put together this task force to take a look at that. And we have basically four main points that we are working towards as a task force. One is to recommend what core services the city and borough must maintain. Determine what funding is required to maintain core services, including depreciation and capital improvements. We're also to recommend what revenue streams and fees are most equitable and sustainable in order to maintain these services on into the future, and to educate and engage citizens as to the financial challenges and seek their ideas for solutions. And I do feel we're making pretty good progress on the first three, but getting the citizens' engagement has been a little more of a challenge.
Well, that's part of why you're on here this morning. But first, can we talk a little bit about what you just discussed? That feels like, wow, a pretty big task before your body and your one, two, three, four, five, about seven members. Is it seven members?
Seven members. Yes, I'm the chair. The vice chair is Maxwell Rule. We have Lawrence Spotted Blood, Diane Bassett, Cynthia Gibson, Mary Magnuson, and Hugh Bevan are the members of this task force.
So how are you approaching your mission?
That was the first meeting when we started was quite a discussion on how to approach this problem. And we talked about it for almost the entire meeting, you know, to come up with a process that would achieve these goals and do it by sometime in the early spring. So it's not like we even had a lot of time. What we decided to do is we started off with a lot of education, looking at the services that the city currently provides to the citizens. And we spent the past two meetings looking at on the revenue side then, you know, are mostly focusing on the property tax and sales tax and talking about, you know, some options and opportunities there. We've also, I think, had a lot of good discussions about what we can do as we make our recommendations to the Assembly to help out people that are on fixed income or at the lower income. It's something that has been very consistent, I've heard, over the years. Is, you know, Sitka is a very expensive place to live, especially if you're a young family or on a fixed income. And we're, I think, very making some progress on that and looking at some ideas on what we can do to offer relief down at for certain segments of the community as we're coming up with a new way forward.
Well, Jay Sweeney, can you talk a bit more about the outcomes mm-hmm. of the Citizens Task Force?
Thank you, Melissa. You know, I thought about that question for a long time and what answer I would give if someone asked me to encapsulate what the commission is going to produce in one sentence. And I've come to the conclusion that what the commission is tasked to produce is a recommendation on a comprehensive fiscal policy to the Assembly. And much as what Rob said, there are four aspects to that fiscal policy. The first is trying to determine what the level of core services that the citizens want and expect their local government to provide for them is. Then the second piece is to find a sustainable and dependable revenue stream that's going to pay for those services going forward into the future. The third piece then is to determine how to put some type of controls on the growth of government and expenditures by government, then interweaving how debt may or may not be a part of that overall fiscal policy, when you borrow, when you don't borrow. And the final thought is to try to have a recommendation on what the amount of expenditures will be on maintaining the large amount of public infrastructure we have in Sitka. And the policy recommendation will wrap all five of those pieces together.
And it's pretty critical, that word recommendation.
That's correct. And I want to stress that point, that this is a commission that is going to recommend. It does not establish policy. The policy must be established by the Assembly. They're the elected body that is tasked with doing that.
Well, this task force is meeting. It's talking about local government. And Sitka's local government is fairly unique for a community of its size. Would you gentlemen be able to talk about that a bit?
Sure. That is something that, as we've been learning, it has become more apparent, just the complexity of what we have going here. Sitka, the city government is more than just providing police and fire and, you know, road maintenance. It's basically a small business because it also owns and operates the electric utility, which in most places is either a private company or a nonprofit entity. The sewer and water and the harbors as well. I mean, these are all enterprise funds that a typical small government would not have to deal with or worry about. And the town does. And unfortunately, over the years, a lot of those capital projects in those enterprise funds have also not been funded completely. And so we're kind of getting hit with almost the perfect storm of all these big projects coming due in all the, not just in the city, but in the enterprise funds over the next 5 to 10 years. Quite a few deferred maintenance projects that we are going to have to do something about. And that kind of fits into our planning as well. You know, how do we address that in the overall plan for the city moving forward?
And Melissa, I would build on Rob's comment by saying not just pretty unique, it is unique. Within the state of Alaska, there is no other municipality that has the structure that Sitka has. There's some that are close. Juneau is close. But in Juneau, they have a private electric company. If you take a look at what happens in Sitka, Sitka is the most comprehensive local government providing the broadest array of services. And what I've told folks is Sitka performs elements that are normally performed by a state government in other places, which is sales tax. It performs elements which are performed by a county government in other places, property tax, and then operates every utility that is present within the municipality. And that's almost an unheard of organizational structure anywhere in the country. And what is hard sometimes is for citizens to get their arms around that how could that possibly be so complex in a town of 9,000 people? But it is complex, and it's because of the isolation of Sitka and the absence of other elements to provide those services.
And Rob, you mentioned this is one of the things that the task force is wrapping its collective mind around. You've been spending a lot of time listening and learning. Where do you go from here?
Well, we started last night at our meeting. We had most of that devoted to discussion amongst the task force. So we were able to focus our discussion. Last night it was on the revenue side, again, the property tax and sales tax and, what are some options there. We're going to continue that in 2 weeks at our next meeting on January 4th. We're going to look at all of the sales tax exemptions as well as all the various entities that are eligible for property tax exemptions at this point, including Raven Radio. And basically look at each one and vote on it just to give the Assembly an indication of, you know, what we think about those exemptions and whether they should be continued and also what might be some alternatives. So that should be a very, very interesting discussion. After that discussion, we're going to jump back into the expense side, the operations side, and talk earlier meeting, we looked at what are the core services for the city and what are services that aren't aren't critical to the core services, and we're going to go back and discuss that a bit more, and look at how we can make some recommendations, and that includes stuff. This always pops up first: the library, the Centennial Building, a few other things are on that list. So that will be at the next meeting, and a little later in January. Let's see, it's January 26th. We're going to have a work session with the Assembly at 5 o'clock to kind of talk about where we are with our recommendations and to get some direction if we're going the direction that the Assembly would like us to see. And a couple weeks after that, we're planning on doing a town hall meeting to try to get more people to come in and kind of present where we are and get some feedback then as well. So there's a couple of interesting opportunities for people to be involved coming up, as well as people are always welcome to come to our meetings.
Well, let's focus on that a little bit. Let's circle back to one of those first comments you made in this interview, Rob, which is bringing people in from the public and building citizen involvement in this task force. There's an upcoming work session and town hall meeting coming up that people can come and participate in. How important is it to get citizens coming to these meetings and being involved and making their voices heard?
We would like to hear from as many voices as we can, just because we've heard some interesting ideas from people that have sent in emails, that we're sharing with the group, and just the more input we have from a wide array, it just is valuable. It helps focus us or helps us look at something in a slightly different way, and it also builds credibility, with the process and with the community that, we don't have a set product at this point. We didn't start with an end goal in mind. I mean, this is kind of really growing organically. Each meeting, we kind of refine what we're doing and move in sometimes a slightly different direction that surprises me. So we want that credibility as well of having good public comment and participation and people feeling like they have been heard.
Well, let's get a little specific for someone out there in our listening audience thinking about coming down to a meeting or attending the work session or the town hall meeting. For a regular meeting, when are they held, where are they held, and what could a person expect walking through those doors?
Okay, right now we are meeting on Monday evenings, and our next meeting is January 4th, and our schedule is we meet every 2 weeks, so the January 4th is our next meeting, 6 p.m. We go to 8 o'clock, and I usually try to end us right at 8 o'clock so it doesn't drag on too late for people. The meetings are held over at on Chaponsky Island at the Business Center, the Sealing Cove Business Center, in one of the classrooms. If you walk in from the one end of the building there, it's the first classroom, was a classroom. I still think of that building as as the kindergarten. We are pretty informal. We do run by Robert's Rules of Orders, but we've tried to keep it pretty relaxed. There are chairs. People can come in and just sit in the back and listen. We have two times when we have persons to be heard, so if people can speak. At some meetings as well, we will open it up for public comment, depending on what we're talking about, so we can get other input, during the meeting as well. But there are definitely two times when there are persons to be heard that people can participate. We also, you can send emails to myself or to anyone on the task force or to city staff, and that will not only get to the committee, but we've been posting the comments up on the website. And all of our meeting materials and minutes and agendas are also on the city website under the task force. If you go to boards and commissions and the citizens task force, all of the information that we receive and use is posted there.
Okay, and we're about out of time, but Jay, how important is this task force?
I think the task force is absolutely critical because its recommendation is going to resonate with the Assembly for a long period of time. If my encapsulation of the mission of this commission to develop a fiscal policy is correct, then that fiscal policy will be what derives decisions the Assembly makes. It'll be what derives planning that the administrator and the city government does, and drive a lot of decisions as to what comes forward to the Assembly and what doesn't. Absolutely critical.
Well, thank you both of you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with City Finance Director Jay Sweeney and Rob Allen, who is the chair of the Citizens Task Force on City Services, Revenues, and Fees.